This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Angelica Quintana pulls over into the emergency lane, Interstate 5920, Tuscaloosa, then suddenly drives across three lanes, deliberately crashing into a guy on the side of the road. After his body slams onto the hood of her car, he's thrown to the ground. Quintana then runs over him. Victim Dennis Melton, Quintana's boyfriend, the father of her three children.
Nancy, Melton got out of Quintana's car after an argument. Quintana allegedly told him, "If you get out of the car, I'm going to watch you die." Melton's bright orange safety vest left marks on the road as she plowed him down. Quintana fled the scene, and another passing driver called 911. Investigators initially believed Melton's death to have been an accident, but witnesses came forward with horrifying descriptions of Quintana running him down on purpose.
Angelica Quintana, guilty, sentenced to life behind bars. It's a fight many married couples have, but not all of them end in an arrest. An 87-year-old Florida man and wife, 85, fight over the temperature in the home. The argument starts 7 a.m. when the wife reaches for the thermostat to turn down the air. Charles Ingram pushes her to prevent her from changing the temperature. Cops are called. Ingram, who has a lengthy rap sheet, adds domestic violence to his resume. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Mississippi's longest-serving death row inmate is scheduled to be executed on June 25th. The state Supreme Court has ruled that Richard Gerald Jordan, now 78, has exhausted all state and federal appeals. Jordan was sentenced to death in 1976 for kidnapping and killing Edwina Martyr in Harrison County. Prosecutors say he posed as a utility worker to enter the martyr's home, abducted Edwina, and later shot her in the woods. He then called her husband, demanding $25,000 in ransom while falsely claiming she was still alive. The court's order did not state how Jordan will be executed. Mississippi law permits lethal injection, nitrogen gas, the electric chair, or a firing squad. The ruling came the same day Florida prepared to execute Army veteran Jeffrey Hutchinson, bringing the national total to 14 executions so far this year, three of them in Florida. Mississippi last carried out an execution in December 2022. A Tennessee man is under arrest accused of setting fire to a historic civil rights center in 2019. We turn now to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online for details.
Federal agents have charged 35-year-old Reagan Prater with arson in the fire that destroyed the main office at the Highlander Research and Education Center in New Market, Tennessee, a site long associated with civil rights organizing. Founded in 1932, the center trained Rosa Parks in nonviolent resistance shortly before she launched the Montgomery bus boycott. It also hosted and educated generations of movement leaders. An FBI affidavit cites group chat messages linking Prater to white supremacist organizations. In one exchange, a user named Rooster details setting the fire with, quote, a sparkler bomb and some napalm. Authorities say Prater used that alias. Spray painted near the scene, a white power symbol known as the Triple Cross. That same symbol was seen on a weapon used in the 2019 Christchurch mosque shootings in New Zealand. Prater previously served 5 years in federal prison for a separate arson at an adult video store. A phone found at that scene contained video of the fire being set.
Despite the damage, the Highlander Center continues its mission, rebuilding and reaffirming its decades-long fight for justice.
Thanks, John. Sarah Burton, 29, a mom of two, gets a used SUV from her dad to replace her car that was in an accident. 3 days later, the family learns Burton has another accident in the second vehicle. 5 days after the accident, a friend drops Sarah off. That's the last time she's seen alive. Sarah Burton, 5'7", 160 pounds. If you know or think you know anything regarding the whereabouts of Sarah Burton, please call Joplin, Missouri PD, 417-623-3131. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.